should be impeached. This seems to be the consensus tonight. I wonder if the consensus this, I can't even say the word, that the majority of the American public has yet believed that President Nixon should be impeached, or should he resign? I personally believe that if it comes up to a point of a question of impeachment versus resignation, they should have impeachment, because the impeachment proceedings will bring out the facts in the case as to whether the president was actually innocent or guilty. I, for one, think it's unfortunate that former Vice President Agnew resigned without being brought to trial and letting the facts come out in the open. This, of course, is my opinion. We would like your opinion at 533-1661, 533-1661. I guess there's been a big rush on the sale of sweaters for this winter, for the supposed cold that is going to come on us all. And I imagine a lot of people are out in the wood chopping down firewood for their fireplaces to keep warm this summer in lieu of the energy crisis and the heating oil shortage. President Nixon, in one of his news conferences previously, has said that he is going to put a lot of money into nuclear research, into building up these nuclear power plants to supply us energy, which in my mind would be a fantastic thing if we could get it going. There's been a lot of argument, especially by the ecologists, against nuclear power plants. One of them is, the major one is, of course, the pollution, primarily radioactive pollution. These nuclear power plants put off radioactive waste. They have to dispose of them some way, and the ecologists maintain that this is going to pollute the environment. Another form of pollution that the nuclear power plants are alleged to give off is heat pollution. In other words, they have to run rivers, if you will, to cool down their reactors or whatever they have in the nuclear power plants. And as a result, it raises the temperature of the river, and in some way that I don't particularly understand, it upsets the balance of nature. However, on the more positive side, according to relativity, as you may or may not know, I'm an engineer, and I had a little relativity in college. But if you took, let me start at the beginning. At one time, they believed that matter was conserved, that if you had a hunk of matter, there was nothing you can do to it to get rid of it. You could burn it, you could stamp on it and smash it all around, but when you got done, if you took all the parts of it and put it together, you'd still have the same amount of matter. It was called the law of the conservation of matter. You cannot create or destroy matter. Even when you burn something, if you bring all of the carbon dioxide that you burned and put it back, you could reconstruct the, well, you can reconstruct, but if you bind it all back and weighted, it would weigh the same. This is the conservation of matter. On the other hand, you have the conservation of energy, which maintained that if you had energy, there was nothing you could do with it. You could transform it to another part of energy. For example, electrical energy going in a light bulb transforms electrical energy into heat and light. It's transforming energy. However, you could not destroy energy. Energy is always going to be here. Okay, you cannot create or destroy energy. This was called the law of conservation of energy. So you have these two laws in classical physics, which says you cannot create or destroy matter, and B, you cannot create or destroy energy. Well, Albert Einstein came along with his famous E equals MC squared and say, hey, these two laws belong together, because really matter is energy and energy is matter. Matter, in other words, everything around you that you can touch and feel, that is considered matter. All that is condensed energy. And as a result of this formulation, they created the hydrogen bomb, or the atomic bomb, which they dropped on Hiroshima. And that big explosion in Hiroshima resulted from a few ounces of radioactive material being converted into energy. In other words, matter being made into energy. We violated these old laws, which says you couldn't create matter or destroy matter, and you couldn't create energy or destroy energy. What they did was destroy matter and make energy. Now, in the same vein, we could theoretically take a lump of coal and convert it completely into energy. In other words, take the mass of the lump of coal and convert it directly into energy, and have enough energy to run New York City for about a week. Of course, this is all in theory. They're having a lot of problems with the practical end of it as far as efficiency and such go. They need radioactive things to transformed them into energy.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something? Okay. There was somebody hanging around my back here. This is WPFR, Terre Haute, Indiana. As I was saying before, you can take this lump of coal, create it into energy, destroy it completely, and have enough energy to run New York City. The problem isn't the control of this energy. The Hiroshima bomb was a few ounces, okay, just a few ounces of radioactive material that was converted to energy, and there was a heck of a lot of power there. The problem is control of it, and of course the efficiency of it, and as we mentioned previously, the pollution aspects of it, which were radioactive, and heat pollution. So that's a little point I thought I would throw in as a engineer. We'd like your opinion on the energy crisis, on Watergate, on what you did over Thanksgiving. Did you get your 15-point buck, or did you kill a doe and get fined $500? We could talk about any subject worth discussion at 533-1661, 533-1661. While we're waiting for our next call, I thought it might be nice to read over some tips that you could use to conserve energy. These are energy conservation tips in homes and apartments. Number one, check your house for insulation. Number two, make sure your home is properly sealed. Weather stripping around window frames and doors can save you from 10 to 30% on your annual heating and cooling cost. And as a result, 10 to 30% of your fuel consumption for your heating. Seal cracks in your roofs, floors, and walls. Close the fireplace damper when not in use if you have a fireplace. And store storm doors and windows. The less expensive way to insulate windows is, to seal them in clear plastic sheeting. Also, heat or cool only the rooms you are using. All but the last of these, just say, once you get heat in your house, try to keep it in. So that's maybe a nice rule of thumb to remember about warming and heating your home or apartment. For the winter, you're asked to open your draperies during the day at the windows which let the sunshine in. Even when it is cold outside, sunshine brings warmth into the house, and close the draperies in the evening to keep the warm inside. Keep your thermostat set at the lowest comfortable temperature during the day, and lower the thermostat setting when you go to bed. Put a lot of sheets on your bed, too. I used to have a great-grandmother. She used to put so many daggone sheets on the bed, even during the summer, that you couldn't put your toes up. You had to sleep with your feet on the side, and it was rather uncomfortable. She would have really enjoyed the energy crisis. Maybe she would have killed everybody with the weight of all the covers. Who knows? On purchasing, or not purchasing, but in the use of major appliances, these are some tips on how you might conserve energy this summer. Have your furnace checked once a year and change the filters frequently during their use. Home air conditioning filters should be cleaned every 30 days. Air ducts should be kept free of obstructions. I don't think we'll have too many problems with air conditioners using up too much energy this winter. Freezers should be defrosted when there is 1/4 of an inch of buildup of ice. That's rather interesting. I guess refrigerators would use a lot more energy if you had a lot of ice on them. Clean the lint filter in your clothes dryer regularly. That's one word I cannot say. And also, when possible, dry your clothes outside. When you're cooking, you can save energy by matching the pot size to the burner size and keep the lids on your pots. Don't overpeep. Every time you open the oven, it will lose 20% of its heat. And generally, some ways to conserve energy are repairing a hot water faucet that drips. It'll save a lot of hot water for showers and baths and save you the energy it would take to heat the water. Lights, televisions, and radios should be turned off when not in use, and fluorescent lights use much less energy and last longer than common incandescent bulbs. This was this energy thing we were talking about. Incandescent bulbs transform a lot of the electrical energy into heat, whereas incandescent, or rather fluorescent bulbs, convert most of it into electricity. No, I mean into light. I'm confusing. I'm trying to think about queuing up this record here at the site. Hey, we'll be back with a little more of our program in 1 minute.
Chester, Do you know what day today is?
It's Wednesday.
Office.
Hello, may I put you on the air?
Hello, may I put you on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Why don't you quit blowing off about...
Do you have your... Excuse me, sir. Do you have your radio on in the background?
Yeah.
Could you turn it off? It's awful confusing to talk and listen to yourself at the same time. Okay?
Why don't you quit blowing off about Nixon and that gasoline and put the country music on?
You don't like the talk program, I take it, then?
No.
Why is that?
Why, you've got too much of it on.
Well, don't you think that people should be able to voice their opinions?
Why, yeah, they have, yeah, but it's just too much of it.
There's too much of it. We only set aside one night a week.
But you carry it on for how many hours, though?
Well, we carry it on until people stop calling in.
Oh.
And my personal opinion, I favor a program such as this because I think the average person doesn't have an outlet to express his opinions and ideas. And there are some very good ideas that come from the small person. And very much can be done from a small person if he is concerned about some individual aspect of his society.
Well, I think Nixon's done too much, and I think he should be impeached.
You do think President Nixon should be impeached?
Yeah. Because he's more or less what he done during his first campaign. He said he's going to bring the war to the end right away, see?
Right.
Which he didn't.
Well, he finally did get it to an end. I think everybody has to at least admit
years.
That. Mm-hmm.
About 4 years, yeah.
Well, supposedly he bought his peace in Vietnam with honor. I don't know if he did or not. He might have. I guess it's just for everybody's own opinion.
That's misleading the people, you know.
What's that?
When he said that he had a secret way of ending that war. And he didn't.
You know, that's right. I do recall that President Nixon said he did have a plan for ending the Vietnam War, but he didn't want to tell anybody about it because it would ruin the plan. That was in his campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think happened to it? Do you think that was deceit on his part, maybe?
Well, I don't know. But I know during World War II, when Roosevelt was president, and his vice president was Truman. Remember that?
No, I wasn't around then.
Well, you wasn't around.
No.
Uh-huh.
What about it?
Well,
Sir, can I ask you to turn down your radio, please?
Just a second.
Okay, fine. We do ask that when you do call in that you do turn down your radio because it is very confusing to listen to yourself talk and talk also at the same time as this gentleman has had a problem doing a little bit. And he's turning down his radio now. Okay, go ahead, sir. It seems that he hasn't turned his radio down. I don't know if you listeners can hear in the background, but it is still going on. Maybe he has to go into the other room. Hello, sir? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, you finally got your radio down.
Yeah, finally got it down.
Okay, now what were you saying about Roosevelt and Truman now?
Well, Roosevelt, he had that war going on, didn't he?
Was that World War II?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then his vice president was Truman at that time, wasn't it?
Okay. If you have your history correct, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he had about four different vice presidents.
Uh huh.
Garner and Wallace and Truman. Well, Roosevelt died in office, didn't he?
Yeah, right. And then Truman got put in, and he wasn't overly all familiar with what was going on in the presidency, and he was confronted with the A-bomb decision and on and on.
Yeah. And it wasn't Truman didn't become president very long after Roosevelt died.
Right.
He brought that war to the end right now.
Truman would.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How would have Truman handled it, do you think?
Well, I think he throwed a big bomb on him, and he was going to bomb him clear out into the ocean.
You think then Truman would have dropped a big bomb on Vietnam?
Huh?
You think he would have dropped a big bomb on South Vietnam?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that possibly the Soviet Union would have retaliated with another bomb on North Vietnam or South Vietnam? I'm sorry. We're getting our North and South mixed up.
Yes.
But don't you think the Soviet Union would have retaliated with another bomb?
Well, I don't know. They might have, but they didn't.
Well, we didn't drop the bomb initially, by George.
No.
I mean, these are things presidents have to take into consideration. We have to figure out and take into consideration how the Soviet Union and our enemies are going to act, because they're near as powerful as we are, and they can do us grave damage if we don't watch it and we irritate them enough.
Yeah, you're right.
So maybe Truman would have done it, but maybe we would have had World War III, too. You know, these are just arguments. It's sometimes fruitless to argue about ifs. Paul Harvey said that if Truman was alive and he was questioned about Watergate, that we wouldn't have the Watergate situation today.
Yeah.
And I thought this was rather interesting. Truman would have been at the news conference, and somebody would have asked him, Mr. President, there's been people in your employee who have been doing things that are illegal to get you reelected. And Truman would have answered, well, by George, I hope so. He says, but if they did it and they got caught, they're going to have to pay for it. And that would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
I've heard so many people say that President Truman was a very good president. I don't know. I wasn't alive. I don't think I was alive during his administration at all, though.
Yeah, he was kind of he's kind of hard at that, Truman was, you know. He had the slogan that if the heat was too hot, why, get out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think then he would have got out of Vietnam then, right away?
Yeah.
What do you think of Truman would have done about the energy crisis?
I really don't know. I don't know what he has done about that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. He made a pretty good president, though, at that.
Yeah, I've heard so many people say, I'm not familiar personally with it, or historically even with his administration, but this is just secondhand information passed on me by my parents' generation.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for calling, sir.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there was a gentleman who called initially to express his discontent at our talk program and then went on and expressed some of his views. That's what we invite you to do now at 533-1661, 533-1661. And we have about three more minutes until we have news. We can accept a call and talk to you for a little bit. WPFR, may I put you on the air? I can't put you on the air. Okay, go ahead. I'll try to relay the information to our listeners. You say the previous gentleman that called in called to bomb me out and ended up thanking me. Did you enjoy that, I take it? You did. Quit laughing. You make me laughing. It doesn't sound good. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, bye-bye. She thought it was rather amusing, that the turn of events had happened, that the last gentleman that called, who expressed some of his views, I don't know if he said it or I said it, that Truman was a good president. He did say that Truman would have put a stop to Vietnam on the Vietnam situation. You know, it's unfortunate. Kissinger, of course, patched up North and South Vietnam, supposedly, and did get the United States out with quote-unquote honor. And we're sitting back at home now, and the Vietnam War, of course, is flourishing again in its entirety, which is rather unfortunate, I do believe. Okay, we don't have time for another call to talk to you to any length. If you have something quick to say, we would invite you to call at 533-1661. Otherwise, we would invite your call during news to reserve your place in line, or after news, whichever suits you best. This is WPFR, Terre Haute, Indiana. Before we take a break for news, I think I'll go over some more of these tips on how you can save energy. I'm doing this because I personally believe that we are confronted with